down in Miami for games 3 and 4, I heard from a number of national media types from the U.S. and at least one prominent agent as well that believe that Steve Nash has a short list right now. And I would have told you before hearing these conversations that his short list, based on what I've heard and what my gut tells me, his short list would be one of five teams: New York, Miami, Toronto, Phoenix, and Portland. Those would have been my five. From what I've heard from these people, and they could be wrong, but these are coming from some pretty legit sources, it's a three-team race for the free agency and Steve Nash in free agency. Portland, Phoenix, and Toronto, period. What do you think?
I like Toronto's chances. I really do. I think they're going to make a major push for him. I think the connections are there, obviously, from a personality perspective with Brian Colangelo and Jay Triano, and the fact that he's now the GM of Canada basketball. I think there's opportunity. You know, and when you recruit a guy, you not only pitch him on, for example, a guy like Steve Nash at 38, what are we looking at? Max, maybe 3 years? So my pitch to Steve Nash would be, it's not about these 3 years, and it is, but it's also about the next 30 years. And what market gives you the best opportunity in terms of your business interests and your long-term opportunities, you know, in terms of promotion and speaking and being a face of a team, a lot of those things. There's no doubt that this market would do a whole lot more for him than he could ever do in Portland and he could ever do in Phoenix. I mean, the eyes of a nation would be on him. You name the top five corporations in Canada, there's no doubt that all five of those corporations would want that guy as a pitch man for their product. There's no doubt in my mind that not only his playing time in Toronto, but when he's done, you know, I'm sure a spot with the organization as well. So there's a lot of things to consider, but again, it's not just 2-3 years, it's the next 20, 30 years. And if you're Steve Nash and if you're looking at the big picture, there's no doubt, if you're looking at those three teams, with all due respect to those three teams, none of them are winning an NBA championship next year.
Well, Jack, we've got about a minute left here, and that's exactly the point I wanted to make as well. I'm glad you brought it up. Portland is the best of the three teams on paper right now, but they're not that close to winning a championship, barring obviously major deals. And we could say the same thing about Phoenix, Toronto, in terms of barring major deals. But on paper right now, as of today's date, the 21st of June, none of those teams are championship contenders. And are you going to stay in Phoenix for the big cash to get re-signed and just the familiarity of staying in Phoenix and the potential business opportunities you'd have there? Are you going to start fresh in Portland just because it's closer to home, or at least where you grew up in BC, in the Vancouver area? Or is it for all of the reasons you just talked about and the connections to Toronto, to the major hub, to the major businesses, let alone to his new job heading up Canada Basketball now? It does seem like there is much more in Toronto's favor than any of those other two cities, if it truly is just those three cities that are the shortlist.
Again, if it's one of those three cities, I think Toronto, if you look at it from a long-term perspective, again, 20, 30 years, and the ability to maximize your earning potential and your endorsements and your improving your brand and all those types of things, it doesn't even come close. But honestly, it doesn't even come close. Toronto, by a long shot, wins out over those other two markets. Again, you know, Portland's probably closer than the other two from a basketball perspective, but honestly, they're not that close. And, you know, if it's going to be about the right fit and the big picture, I think Toronto has a great chance. And obviously that changes. You mentioned Jared Bayless, and who knows when Jose Calderon, obviously as well, expiring contract at the end of this upcoming season. So, I mean, it creates a market for him. I think there's a lot of teams out there that like him. So I think it's an intriguing thing. And again, amnesty clause, trades, free agency, what they do with their draft picks, I think anything and everything is on the table, and nothing in any way, shape, or form would surprise me at all by how Toronto conducts their business the next few months. I think this is going to be a fascinating few months coming up.